this morning we were talking more in the breakfast about the Africa Common Position going forward after the Millennium Development Goals. Want to ensure that there's still time to meet some of them. But more importantly, what should we do beyond 2015? And as Africa, we have developed a common position on what we want post-2015. And that's what we were presenting to other members so that they can support us in the negotiations. But these positions are very important for Africa. We hope that the global negotiations will accept a lot of them. But even if they don't, we still have to make sure that we implement them for Africa. Because Africa needs to transform its economy. It needs to embrace science and technology. We have to invest in our people, both boys and girls, men and women, so that the growth is inclusive. We have to manage environmental issues. We have to ensure that we have world-class infrastructure so that we can move people and goods across the continent, so that we can increase our trade. And of course, in transforming our economies, it means we have to manufacture more.
Produire plus le produit industriel.
Okay, so we have to do financial services, but manufacturing, adding value, beneficiating our minerals, our natural resources.
Une autre question, est-ce que l'Union africaine va jouer un rôle dans les conflits? Bon, elle joue déjà, mais comment elle va jouer le rôle pour faire... pour résoudre les conflits qui sont en Afrique, surtout au Mali, en Libye, avec le Nigeria, avec Boko Haram.
The African Union, as you know,
l'Union africaine, comme vous le savez,
first, I just want to make it clear that
je veux mettre très clair,
the Security Council has the primary responsibility.
Le Conseil de sécurité a la responsabilité première de maintenir la paix et la sécurité mondiale.
International security, our common global security.
Notre sécurité globale.
But the African Union,
le Conseil de sécurité des Nations Unies,
having realized that the UN is very slow in dealing with our conflicts, and sometimes they bring unworkable solutions, the African Union decided to have its own peace and security architecture, which it uses to deal with conflicts,
afin de faire face aux conflits,
but also to move in when the UN is still thinking.
D'agir rapidement lorsque l'ONU continue de réfléchir.
If you look at Central African Republic,
si vous prenez le cas de l'Afrique, la République,
the people who are Central African Republic, the people who are preventing a big tragedy there are the African troops. There are also a few French troops there, but the African troupes are there. If they were not there, there would be a huge disaster there. The UN is still debating and thinking when to come, but the AU is already there. Whether it's Somalia,
it's
the same thing. And in Egypt, in Libya,
pardon,
we had a discussion even here in the margins of this meeting to see how the African Union and the League of Arab States can work together, working with the countries
avec les pays riverains,
of the region,
les voisins,
the neighbors
les voisins des pays
to Libya.
les voisins de la Libye.
See what can be done to assist Libya.
Pour voir comment unir nos forces en tant qu'Arabes et en tant qu'Africains pour aider la Libye.
Because it's clear that the security situation is deteriorating.
And it needs people who know the situation best,
who are the neighbors and the regional organizations.